Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Alaska authorities say two men have been shot north of the village of Kiana by a man who fled by a river after stealing their inflatable boat and hunting equipment. Alaska state troopers say one of the men was flown to a hospital in Anchorage and the other to a hospital in Kotzebue. Kiana Village Public Safety Officer Richard Eunice says one of the men was shot in the chest and the other was shot in the arm. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says the shooting occurred Tuesday night at the confluence of the Squirrel and Omar Rivers. The village of Kiana was in lockdown yesterday because of the incident. One of the injured men has been identified as an area aviation mechanic, Paul Buckle. It's unclear if the shooting is related to the disappearance of Kiana resident Teddy Kyle Smith on September 7th. As many as a dozen troopers searched for Smith, who was wanted for firing his gun after the death of his 74-year-old mother, Dolly Smith. British lawmakers say international governments should seek a moratorium on offshore drilling in the Arctic amid concerns an oil spill in the region could cause catastrophic environmental damage. Experts warned the panel that any blowout in the Arctic at the end of the summer drilling season could be disastrous, as the returning winter ice would likely severely hamper the response. Governor Sean Parnell has named two women to a task force focused on human trafficking, sex trafficking, and prostitution in Alaska. Michelle DeWitt runs a domestic violence shelter in Bethel, and Gwen Adams is a pastor in Anchorage. Recent legislation called for the creation of a task force that would look at the prevalence of trafficking and prostitution, as well as the services available to help victims of those crimes. The sexual assault trial of a man arrested 3 years ago has started in Anchorage. Richard Dorsey is charged with threatening women with a knife and raping them starting in 2001. All women named in the five counts were prostitutes. Students in Seward will be home today in the aftermath of flooding from heavy rainstorms. Seward High School was used last night as a shelter as rainwater flooded part of the Seward Highway from the city's downtown out to Mile 10. The city declared emergency yesterday. And the Ketchikan Gateway Borough wants the owner of two floating houses to remove them from borough tidelands. Borough manager Dan Bockhorst says that the float houses are a potential risk to vessels in the area because of the growing risk that they will disintegrate and debris will get into the waterway. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for a chance of drizzle and fog for this morning. High today about 59 degrees. Low tonight about 46 degrees with more fog and cloudy skies.